Yeah, so this is really good news. It comes under the Agri-Recovery Program, and the important thing to note about the program is it's well-established, and it is designed to give the ranchers or the farmers, it's not just ranchers, but the farmers, an opportunity to pay some of those extraordinary costs that it's going to take to get them back into business and operating. It is very restrictive in what we can cover with it and what we can't. So that aspect of it had to be taken into consideration. But the really good news on this is we've used some of the ranchers and stuff that have been affected to put together those costs. And we've gotten probably one of the best agri-recovery packages that's been offered Canada-wide for a disaster such as this. Over time, just in the fact that we were able to get some things included in it that typically we would not have been able to. We've been able to get some funding towards helping guys construct their fences, to replacing some of their infrastructure out there in their corrals, to be able to cover vet costs, feed costs for the extraordinary costs that they're going to run into over the next year and a half. And so there's quite a myriad of things that are in it, and we feel that we've gotten as much as we possibly could out of this, and we were very happy with government's willingness to sit down with us and discuss what our needs were so they understood it. And so I think we've got about as good a package as what we could put together out of this program.
And $20 million, do you feel that's enough?
Well, you know, there's the, I guess, $20 million question is these fires are still burning. We haven't got a tally on exactly what these costs are going to be. We needed to put a number on something at some point, and so we put this on for right now. What's important is that we've identified specific costs to specific needs within the deal, and so I think that there will be opportunity if the $20 million were not sufficient to top it up, because they've basically, you know, we're able to identify what those needs are, and we don't know what the costs are because we still have those fires burning. So there could be add-ons to it, or it might be that we have opportunity to understand that maybe the costs weren't as high on these particular identified opportunities with this.
And then with the number of ranchers and farmers affected, did you guys have any idea a number?
No, and you know, that's the other thing. There's so many out there that are smaller operations that we may not have as members that will qualify for sure, and you know, it's hard to track a lot of those. And here again, some of the areas that are more populated, where we might have someone that only has 5 or 10 cows, they'll still qualify in it, but we don't know who they are or what they fall under right now. It's a process right now where it's still paramount to make sure that those being affected by the fires are getting out of harm's way, and that is still our priority. And the recovery end at the back end, we're making sure that those guys are able to get a start. And the important thing as well with this is we've got a very firm commitment by the federal government and the provincial government to get this money flowing quickly. And so we think that we'll start and see some of this money getting out at the very latest, I'd say, by the end of the month. But I wouldn't be surprised to see some of the assessment, individual assessments, being done by then. Once we start and do that and start and see what exactly the damages are to those, we'll have a much better, I think, grasp on what the total overall picture will be as well.
So then ranchers, farmers, they have to apply for this?
So what we're still working out the process,
okay.
And yes, it is an application-based process, but what will probably happen in here, and we're just working through the details, it'll be government that that does that process, but probably what they're going to do is designate some people to go on the ground and go out to these ranches and do the assessment with the rancher, and then once that is done, they will process it and move on to the next one. So I think there'll be a lot of hands-on. especially for those hardest hit. When it comes down to the guys that might be on the fringes, it might be a call-in process and then a site visit afterwards. So they are working out the process, but it will be application because we got to make sure that it's going to the right people for the right things, and it also has to be making sure that the guys are getting paid for everything that's on the program, making sure that they're fully aware of what it is. So it'll be very much a hands-on application process with the applicant.
Alrighty, well, that was all I had needed, so thanks so much. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, pardon. No, I guess, hats off to everybody out there. This has been a long and grueling for everybody couple of months, and I know it's not over yet, but, keep fighting the good fight, and we'll keep working at getting as much to help these guys out as we can. I guess, there is one more thing I'd like to add to this, Rebecca. And that's the fact that, this $20 million is going directly to ranchers and ranching operations, but people need to understand that every dollar that goes out there is going to be reinvested in that community and spent in that community. So this is extremely important, not only to getting their businesses up and running, but it will help bolster those economies in both from the money in that's coming in right now, but also to get those guys up and running. It's going to be very important that we keep these guys in business and get it back going so that they can support the local communities. It'll be key to not only rebuilding the ranching industry, but the communities they live in as well.